What's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. This could be potentially the craziest podcast we ever do in our entire history because we have a very special guest on today. He's a man of many names, but today we will call him by his real name, Jacob Neville. Welcome to Modern Christian Dudes podcast.
How y'all doing?
He is going to be with us today. This is a special man, special talents. And we'll probably, hopefully get the manifestation of some of them.
I'm excited.
In context of this podcast.
I'm so excited about this one.
Big Ben, a.k.a. King Ranch, ask you back. And we haven't disposed of Funko Pro Greg Walden, but he's getting his mountain bike, his e-bike put together. Last conversation I had with him this morning. He's putting together his e-bike in Kansas City and other stuff. He's probably buying other stuff too.
Yeah, he's getting Funko Pops, I'm sure.
All right, so Big Ben, this is going to be a new segment that we're going to add to the show. I figured.
Sweet.
It's called the 60-second rant. So you only get 60 seconds, but you rant about whatever you want to rant about in 60 seconds before we get into the meat and bones of the show.
I like this.
All right, 60-second rant. Mine starts right now. Okay, number one, I love Euros. Do you love Euros?
Gyros?
Yes, gyros, yep. Euros. How about the Euro place at the mall here in our local southwest area of Joplin?
I've never ate.
You would like them. I love Euros. I never get to eat them because my wife doesn't like them. Greg Walden doesn't like them. Surprise. And so The other day I'm shopping and I had the thought. I'm doing errands. I'm like, I'm going to go to the Euro place at the mall. Ran by all Greek people. It was amazing. I love Euros. Number two, the Cowboys actually won a football game.
Yeah.
A playoff game. They disposed of one Tom Brady. He's gone. He's like, I'm going to have to think about life now. So
they need a new kicker.
Let's pray for Dom. Tom. Dom. I'm thinking about Dom. Fast and Furious. Sorry right now. Tom Brady. He's out. Cowboys. Could they go to the Super Bowl? Could this be the year, Big Ben? I don't know. And finally. Okay. Y'all know that I'm kind of on the DeSantis train right now. I'm not anti-Trump, but I'm not MAGA guy either. But guys, I am calling out the left. I'm calling out the Democrats. How could you? So poor Donald Trump, he gets his house raided because he has documents and all this kind of stuff. President Joe Biden has documents all over the place. They don't raid his house. Right. They don't do anything to him. They just kind of like, let's just report it so that we say we reported it and then we'll move on. That's not right. That's my 60-second
okay
ramble right there.
Okay.
Now on to you.
On to me. You should have given me some due time about this, about a 60-second rant, a new segment that we're going to do on here. You should have told me beforehand so I could have got something.
Well, yours could be something like, I love Texas Roadhouse. It's the most amazing thing ever.
I'm currently ranting right now. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Texas Roadhouse a little bit.
It does have to have content.
My son turned 7 years old yesterday, and we went to Texas Roadhouse, and I specifically went to lunch because I'm cheap. And usually, lunch is a little bit cheaper on the menu. But guess what? It wasn't cheaper.
Texas Roadhouse is not cheap.
It was just as expensive as a dinner, and I got really frustrated with it. Next, I'm going to talk about Disney. I'm so sick and tired of Disney pushing these agendas. Every single movie that they come out with, every episode, every show, every single thing has to have some
agenda
woke culture. That aligns itself with woke culture. They're ruining Star Wars. They're ruining Disney in general. And I'm sick and tired of it. I don't want it anymore. I'm tired. I just want Hollywood to make good movies.
Yes.
Top Gun, Maverick, great movie. Why? It didn't have an agenda. It just had to be cool. Right?
Yes.
Good
dude movie.
Yeah. Maybe it was.
Did you see the Top Gun? The new Top Gun?
You should see it.
Jacob?
It's good. Oh.
No, okay.
Yeah.
You got to check it out.
That's my rant. And also, they're supposed to make 7 Avatar movies. I don't think it'll get done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
But he could make an AI of himself. Who's the producer there?
James Cameron.
James Cameron. He's currently producing or making an AI of himself that will continue on.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. They did it with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. What's the other guy from Black Eyed Peas? Like one time I watched a YouTube video of a whole AI of himself that he's like making and producing,
Kind of thing, so. He's the one that said that Elon bought Twitter because of Neuralink because they needed the data.
Yeah. And there you go. Those are our rants. Do you have any rants?
Yeah. Give us a rant.
Yeah. I got a rant.
we express ourselves here on Modern Christian Dudes.
Back in 1999. Ooh. I was working at College Heights Christian Church and School,
okay.
And gas was 89 cents a gallon.
What year was that?
And that was in 1999. It was 89 cents a gallon.
Was it
and
really?
It was $89 a barrel for gas. And still, it's $89 a barrel for oil, the same as it was back in 99. And my silly question is, why in the world is gas $3 a gallon when it was 89 cents a gallon back then? And it's $89 a barrel still. So it just doesn't make sense.
That is a good point.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And I just don't understand it.
It
and
was
I
really
don't understand the price of groceries either. How in the world
eggs?
The price of groceries is just so stinking high.
Yeah.
It's just downright ridiculous.
You want to know why?
Good rant.
Let me tell you why.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to become president of the United States.
Amen. He's running.
Yep.
Jacob Nevels.
DeSantis
president,
or you could become a part of the DeSantis Nevels ticket.
Hey, this is official. You're announcing your candidacy.
Yes,
you heard it here, folks. First, you heard it here at MCD.
Yep.
Wow,
that was a good rant. I actually did have a lady that when I was in Walmart the other day, I was going through the express checkout there, which pretty much they encourage you to do nowadays.
It's
there was a lady, poor lady, like
don't get me on another
yelling
rant.
At the worker lady, just monitoring all the. Put these eggs back. I will not pay. And she's like yelling at the poor worker lady. And I just wanted to, I didn't. I should have stepped in and be like, listen, she makes minimum wage. She doesn't have anything to do with egg prices. Okay. Just lay off the poor Walmart worker. Just put your eggs back if you don't want them.
Here's another rant for you. I went into a Pete's one time. And if you don't know, Pete's has done the self-checkout thing for
that,
everything
yes.
now.
I don't
and
like
so
that.
You have to check yourself out. Well, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, there were four employees. Okay. Listen to this. Right. This is why everything's so expensive. There were four employees behind the counter talking to each other, ignoring me, the customer. And I had to check myself out. Not a single good morning. Four employees doing nothing. And I had to check myself out. I'm sorry. That's wrong. There's another rant for you.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, could be the rant show today. Anyway, good job. You are stiff competition though. You have to go against the Donald. You have to go against Kanye. You have to go against DeSantis. So you got to get the strategy dialed in here, Jacob.
Yeah.
Stiff competition if you're going to be
the
president.
The strategy is simple: fill the Congress floor full of refrigerators and the Senate floor full of air conditioners, and have those senators and congressmen tear them apart. And if they can figure out what's what, then they get to keep their job. If they can't figure out what's what, then, well, I guess they're just out picking up trash off the county roads.
Ooh, okay.
Man, you're hardcore, Jacob. Hardcore president.
That sounds like a dictator.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
All right, we're Dudes Talking News, Sports, and God, so let's get into it today. I wish I would have broke this story a little bit earlier because I had a little insider information via my relationship with Papa John's. But Jacob Nevels, you're new to the show, and so we react to many of the pop culture news or things that are happening. Pepsi replaces Sierra Mist with the new citrus soda star. Here's what the article says. Sierra Mist is no more. Pepsi Cola will no longer sell Sierra Mist and will replace it with a new soda called Starry. A representative confirms to People magazine, a longtime competitor of Coca-Cola Sprite, Sierra Mist has been a soda mainstay for almost two decades. According to a release, the brand aims to re-energize their stake in the lemon lime realm by introducing Starry. What makes it different from its predecessor? Probably nothing. No, per Pepsi Cola, Starry has higher and more aromatic parentheses, citrus flavors that promises to be more crisp than Sierra Mist. The tagline is simply Starry hits different.
I am slightly bummed about this one because of the white sodas, of those sodas, Sierra Mist is my favorite.
Yeah,
it is.
It's going to be better though.
Yeah. Over 7
more
up
aromatic.
And over what is it? Sprite, 7 up. And I'm trying to think what's in that category.
Yeah. Sprite, Sierra, 7 up, Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist was my favorite for sure. It's so, I think it was the crispest. It was good.
Jacob, you have a hot take on that? Do you drink the Sierra Mist? Do you like it? Do you have indifferent or what?
I think that Sprite's the best one.
Sprite's
Sprite's okay. The best one just to drink.
You lose then, your speaking privileges.
And then, I'm just kidding. 7-Up is about the best for if you're like
the most bubbly. I think it's the most bubbly, isn't it?
It
7-Up
it
of keep, the.
It keeps you from throwing up and everything. When I'm sick and throwing up, I'll drink a 7-Up. Other than that, I'll drink a Sprite. But the best thing to get rid of a headache for me is a Kit Kat bar.
Huh. Okay.
That's the best thing.
Kit Kat bar?
Yeah, Kit Kat bar. The chocolate in it. One little Kit Kat bar.
It'll get rid
of my headache. But as far as the soda pop goes, nope. I don't think much of the Sierra Mist. And that citrus soda that they've got is just about as nasty as all of them. Of course, yeah. Soda pop in general is getting
nasty. I wonder if it'll really make a difference. Is it really going to boost or de-boost sales? I'm not for sure.
I don't know. You didn't say anything about them trying to advertise it towards Gen Z, did you?
In another article, not in this particular article, but in another. No, that was in the little email. The little email in my relationship. Oh,
that's insider information.
I don't know if that insider, but that was on that email that was. I saw a leaked email from to Papa John's from Pepsi Cola Company that said they're trying to hit the Gen Z market.
See, a little bit harder. That's what it is. Wow. So, and they called it Starry.
Starry, yep.
That's
Starry. Okay.
So what you need to do, MCD, you need to run out and grab as many of those Sierra Mist as you can. Store them away. So in like 20 years, you can pull them out and be like, remember?
Yep. Your wife said she saw it on the shelf, right? Didn't she see
Starry.
It on the
shelf? Somebody she told me it? They saw it. Yeah. Maybe it was my wife. I can't remember.
All right. Well, I'm a Mountain Dew guy. I do like it. I mean, I don't know. I think Sprite's the best of them to me.
I don't drink it that much. Sierra Mist the best.
Okay.
Sad day.
Things in life change. You know, it's like, but.
They do.
I think the one that I was like, they brought back real shortly was Clear Crystal Pepsi. There was like a clear Crystal Pepsi.
I remember that.
And like some of those.
Now remember when all the different flavors hit mainstream, and you had like Coke Lime and like Pepsi Lime, and then you had Vanilla Coke. You had all the different
Coke.
Flavors.
Yeah, I remember the Vanilla Coke.
Then there was Orange Coke and like all that. My favorite was Pepsi Twist. It was like Pepsi with lime with a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Yep. That was my favorite.
Yep. That was good.
It was super good.
The one I was going to say, I hate though at the fast food restaurants that have the pre-mixed the soda. You know what I'm saying? The electric machines where you can add.
Yeah.
There's something about those machines that makes the soda not as good.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Where you can add, you know, you pick the flavor.
Yeah.
Touch button and then you can add stuff to it.
I think it adds water to it as well.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I don't like those machines. I like the classic.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, Cherry Coke's always a classic, too. I like Cherry Coke.
But. I had another thought, but I forgot about it. So, anyway, there we go. That little hot soda takes for us today.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Sad. I actually had this one in the bag ready to go, and then you brought it up to me randomly. Big Ben. Robbie Knievel, stuntman who followed in Father Evil Knievel's footsteps, dies at age 60. Yeah. Robbie Knievel, a record-setting stunt performer and the son of Evil Knievel, died of pancreatic cancer. His brother confirmed to multiple outlets he was 60 years old. Kelly Knievel, Robbie Knievel's brother, told CBS News Friday that his brother died after being in hospice care for several days. He was with his three daughters. Daredevils don't live easy lives. Kelly Knievel told the Associated Press, he was a great daredevil. People don't really understand how scary it is what my brother did. Knievel followed his father's footsteps with a slate of jumps to his name, including his famous 1989 jump in which he cleared the Caesars Palace fountains in Las Vegas. He also stunned audiences by jumping a 200-foot wide chasm of the Grand Canyon over vehicles between buildings and more.
It's very sad.
God rest his soul. Robbie Knievel, hopefully knew Jesus. Are you into that? Jacob, you into that stunt stuff at all? Like watching any of that kind of stuff? I like they typically do a Red Bull, does one every year. Like Red Bull did the guy who parachuted from outer space. Uh-huh. And then they've done like different various bull ones. I think they do one every year around 4th of July or in July or something like that. But I think that's kind of a lost, wouldn't you say that's a little bit of a lost art
it is.
In America?
it's the Daredevil. Not as exciting as it used to be. I don't think it excites people because I feel like YouTube has really killed that kind of industry. Because you just get on YouTube and watch it, so it's not as exciting. Like, well, you still have like Nitro Circus and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. It's and then you had like the, I think you had the era of the Jackass movies where it went from Daredevils to stupid, crazy.
Well, see, Nitro Circus was like a more, like a better version of Jackass, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
also Ken Block died this year too. Which
there's a lot of people dying this year.
Really,
a
sad.
Lot of famous.
So Ken Block, if you don't know, Ken Block was probably one of the most famous American race car drivers, drifter. He was known for his drifting with Hoonigan, and oh man, his cars are the best. Like every single car he ever drives, oh man, it's amazing.
Well, I'd be remiss. Lisa Marie Presley died just recently. Died.
Oh, I didn't know
Elvis's daughter. Just died of a cardiac arrest.
Oh, whoa, that happened on the 11th.
I knew she went to the hospital.
Wow.
And she was only 52 years old.
54.
54? Okay.
Yeah.
Early 50s. Wow. Which I did. Okay. I started watching this because, again, I got to find stuff to watch when I'm spinning on my bike at the gym. That the most recent Elvis movie that came out with Tom Hanks in it.
Yes.
I started watching that. That is a weird movie.
Yeah.
I haven't gone through all of it, but that's a weird movie. I'll probably just watch the rest of it sometime when I'm spinning, but weird movie.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
Barbara Walters died just before this year too.
Yes, Barbara.
That was
Walters
another one,
died.
Big one.
Wow.
But sad, sad news. Oh, also like that, this kind of leads into mine. We almost lost Hawkeye.
Yes.
We almost
touch
lost
on Hawkeye. That Hawkeye of Marvel.
That's my story today. Jeremy Renner, 42 years old, plays Hawkeye in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's kind of a passing of the torch. I'm assuming with the TV show last year, you know, he was kind of stepping.
Least,
yeah, the attempt him stepping away anyway. But no, he was out. I forget where it said he was. Where's his house at?
It was in Colorado.
Colorado,
wasn't it?
Yeah, Colorado or Wyoming. Who knows? Somewhere out there, Montana. He was helping a stranded motorist, which I heard it was a family member, actually, by clearing it with his piston bully, which is a big, to give you an idea of what it is, it's a big snow plow, right? And it's got massive tracks on it, okay, really big. You know, it's like it makes me think of a James Bond movie,
okay,
like classic snow plow, right? And then I guess it started rolling away. It started rolling away and he tried to jump in and stop it, but his leg got caught and then it ran over him. And it says, the piston bully is like 6.5 tons.
Wow.
It ran him over and crushed his leg. So the Oscar nominated actor suffered extreme difficulty of breathing and was bleeding heavily from his head. The right side of his chest collapsed as the upper torso was crushed by the vehicle, according to the 911 log.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's been in the hospital recovery, and they're saying, now I think they say this a lot, but he might never walk again.
What?
Yeah, they're saying he might never walk again because it crushed his leg, and then they said that he might actually even lose a leg. They might have to amputate it. Yeah.
That's scary.
Bad stuff. So we almost lost him, which, I mean, to add that on top of Ken Block, and man, I've been.
Jacob, do you have your worst thing you've ever done to your body, like with a machine or something like that? I have a very awkward looking middle finger on my left hand because I nearly cut the whole thing off my grandpa's chain cutter in the hardware store when I was a little kid. Do you have any good stories like that?
The worst thing that I ever done is I went and dropped a 19.5 horsepower Craftsman riding lawnmower on my chest.
Oh, you bench pressed that off your body, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, good story. Tell us the story.
I was down at Woody's Glass, and I was in the bottom part of it where I stored scrap metal, and I had dropped my trailer down, and it was raining that day, and I went and picked it up and drug it on, and the front wheel was off of it, and I slipped on the trailer and fell down, and It landed on my chest and my palms was up. And as just laying there, I couldn't breathe and just whispered, God help me. And all of a sudden, somehow I bench pressed it palms up and threw it on the trailer and took it over to Webb City and weighed 608 pounds.
Good grief.
Yep. So that's the most that I ever bench pressed in my life.
You went Holy Ghost beast mode on that mower.
That's lifted about the only thing that got it off of me. It really should have killed me.
Wow.
Worst thing I ever did was I got rear-ended by a car while it's going 60, and I rolled it and ended up upside down. But, I mean, that wasn't really my fault.
We probably all have stories we can go back to, like, how am I technically alive today?
Yeah.
I'm not for sure, but I am. Okay, any other stuff there, Big Ben?
I don't have anything, but Jacob might have something.
Like what?
You want to sing your song?
Oh, I guess I'll sing my song. Okay. I don't.
Jacob.
I don't got this all together yet. I got to figure out different words, but I'll sing you what I got.
Okay. I got my guitar here.
Our first ever live music on the podcast.
Debut.
Jacob Neville, new to the MCD Nation.
I think right here. I'm going to go with G. Okay.
All righty. We'll try.
You're going to. What? Here we go.
I'm so lonely, I need some baloney with my homie Tony. I just wish I had Tony for some baloney and rigatoni. Along with some pepperoni to dip in my macaroni. Oh, so lonely, just so lonely.
Who's Tony? Wait, is this a female or a male?
It's a female.
Oh, okay.
She's from the Crisis Center and Cross Lines.
All right.
Yeah, Tony Smith.
Jacob's been working on that for a while.
Yep.
He asked me, what was it?
I need
words that rhyme.
I need a movie that rhymes with baloney.
Baloney, yeah. Yep. What's a movie that rhymes with baloney?
I have no idea.
I can't think of one.
All right. That was a great expression of emotions there that you gave us there, yep. Jacob Neville.
Yep. I thought of that one night when I was laying in bed. Just start singing it on Facebook. It was beautiful.
Awesome. It was a great song.
Yep.
All righty. Well, there we go. I had a couple other stories here I was going to pull up here real quick. And then we'll just figure out something to offer spiritually to the people. Hey, if you're looking to buy a Tesla, the company cuts prices as much as 20% to boost sales. Did you see this, Big Ben?
I didn't see this.
Buying a Tesla just got a lot cheaper. Tell my wife, please, after the Austin-based electric automaker slashed prices as much as 20%, likely in an effort to increase demand. The price cuts apply to vehicles sold in the United States and range from 6% to 20% reductions for Model 3.
Wow.
Model Y SUVs and some higher end models. Tesla made similar reductions in Europe and dropped prices on its car in China last week. For U.S. buyers, the drop means that certain Model 3 sedans, Model Y SUVs are now below the cap needed to qualify for electric vehicle tax credits under changes set in motion by the Federal Inflation Reduction Act, which was signed into law last year. Tesla also said on its website that some customers are now eligible for the tax credit on cars delivered through March. So there we go. We can get a Tesla cheaper now.
Wow.
So maybe the dream closer to reality for me.
Guess what? Here's another one for you.
Okay.
China's population is falling.
Okay. I had literally had that one up.
You had that one up?
Yep.
Okay. So China is now in decline. As you know, China spent years and years and years only allowing males the privilege of living. I don't know if it's privilege of living, but they got rid of the females, right? Because you only wanted a boy. Well, it says the government said on Tuesday that 9.56 million people were born in China last year, while 10.41 million people died. So now it is the first time deaths have outnumbered births in China since the Great Leap Forward. I don't know what that means, in the 1960s, I guess. So what do you think about that? China on the decline.
I just find it interesting because I was listening to a podcast of Joe Rogan guy.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how like China is on the down, not on the up.
Yeah.
And he was nailing home that point, their population decreasing.
Yeah.
And how that's going to like, I mean, it's just blowing my mind because he's just saying just that, that thing is going to affect everything.
Right.
Economy, it's going to affect the world, their national power.
Yeah.
He's also tying into a lot of people thinking India is really going to become the next superpower.
Yeah.
And maybe not superpower, but a lot of
influence
production. Mm-hmm. Like for example, we can, you know, made in China. Now it's going to be like made in India.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I can see that. I've heard that there's been a lot of problems with when you have a massive population of males and it's outnumbering the females, there's some issues there with relationships. I won't get into the details of it, but
I mean, Jacob, if you were Chinese, you really would be lonely because there's way more dudes than females there. So you'd be in trouble.
I would be really lonely.
Hey, maybe that's where the song needs to be sung.
Yeah.
The lonely baloney.
I don't know. I don't think they eat. They don't eat baloney. They eat
maybe so
Chinese noodles. Yeah.
Is this song going to become a movement, a website, a culmination of everything?
When I get it all written out and all lined out and get the whole song, I'm going to get set up on TikTok and I'm going to sing it on TikTok.
You know what?
Every platform needs that.
You might actually get famous from that. I'm going to be honest with you. It might go viral. We might should just take that sound bite.
Yeah.
You might get sponsored by Baloney after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. It's a great song, though, and it's funny because I just came up with it one night when I was laying in bed.
Yeah. We love you, Jacob.
You know, the sad thing is, the night that I sung that song, I didn't have any baloney.
Oh, man.
And I still don't have any baloney in the house.
Oh, man. Okay.
We'll stop the store
before. MCD Universe. Pizza. Jacob needs baloney. You're going to have like 10 million packages show up. It's just like fill your entire house with bologna.
Great.
Does it need to be refrigerated?
Yes.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Bologna needs refrigerated.
Spam doesn't.
Okay.
Well, if opened, it probably does, but spam can. All right. I think where I want to go with this as we wrap up some spiritual takeaways. Your guys' take on Martin Luther King Day. We just wrapped that up.
Yeah.
I Have a Dream speech. I think that's a beautiful speech today. Probably not.
Yes, it is.
Practiced, and still he would probably be sad if he hopped into 2023 to see
probably
the state of culture in America. But
my thing is, with that speech that Martin Luther King gave, still today, if we have a dream, we need to follow through with that dream.
Yeah.
Because dreams birth businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They birth just practically anything with a dream. And it can be a small dream, a big dream, but any dream is worth pursuing because that's something that you're dreaming of and nobody else is dreaming of it. And I have several dreams that I want to pursue. And one day I will pursue my dreams.
Yeah. That's obviously the biggest message is I have a dream. I started reading through a book this year called The Dream Giver, and is written by the guy who wrote The Prayer of Jabez. Remember that book? Or it got popular back in the day. But yeah, just and more specifically, God dreams, right? Jacob is like, there are God dreams inside of us that need to be birthed. I mean, obviously the message of loving people, it's just sad to see the state, of loving people. And I'm putting this in the court of Christianity right now, is we need to figure out how we can love people better. Not just, I feel like Christianity becomes, I can see how, I can see how people who don't adhere to what we believe see us as a hateful voice.
Yeah.
At times, because we're projecting, you know, that balance of yes, standing for our beliefs, but still having to figure out, you know, the way to communicate to people that might not hold to the Bible and its truths as, you know, the standard of life. We still got to love those people and project like, hey, we do love you.
Yeah. I think we missed a lot of opportunities. When I did a sermon the other night on the title of it was Am I a Pharisee? Mm-hmm. And it was getting into the whole idea of with the Pharisees and their mentality and how they looked at the Jewish people, you know, and they're like, oh, they're sinners, you know, and then how could you miss Jesus? And it's like, well, what was their mindset? You know, Jesus was sitting there with sinners and scourge and everybody, and you know, you can have a relationship with God and you can spend time in the Word and know what God's Word says, and you can still miss the mm-hmm. Messiah, right? Yep. You can still miss what God has for your life because you have a religious mindset and you don't see people, you only see sin, you know? And now granted, you still need to make the hard line, but you need to make that hard line in love, right? Yep. Yeah.
And I feel like we politicized Christianity a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, with all the political things happening. I feel like Christianity got politicized.
It did.
And then turned, you know, people off
to
Jesus because we wrapped up our politics with our, which there are ties and connections to that. But
right.
I feel like kind of we politicized Christianity in such a way that we kind of lost some people.
Yeah.
And they stopped seeing the love of God and they just saw our politics emanating from the body of Christ.
I think it's easy too, and to get in the mindset of looking at people and thinking like, oh, they're too far gone. You know, it's like when you look at somebody that's a drug addict on the street, you look at them and you're like, oh man, they're way far gone. You know, and it's a bad mentality to have. And I talked about how my mindset about that has changed as I've made connections and built relationships with people that were drug addicts, that were, you know, addicted to meth for years. Mm-hmm. And now seeing their life now and the work they do for people and seeing how beautiful a human they are now, even in the wake of that, and how now they get to use that as a testimony, which mm-hmm. God, you know, works all things together for his good. And, you know, it's really ministry. The last 2 years has really changed my perspective and my, you know, it's like where in the past I would just look at somebody and prejudge them and be like, yeah,
right. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, you know, but, and I've had some experiences too, where I've met people that are addicted to meth and being able to look at them and like, listen, you have the potential of getting out of this. And I believe that God can pull you out of this, but it's going to take work and effort and you can make it.
Yep.
You know,
Jacob, you're a good example of loving people, you know, loving the unlovable. Like, I know you're sharing a story of me. You had like a friend who lives a different lifestyle, homosexual lifestyle, but you know, you still love them and you still friendship and connection and loving them with the love of God and being an example. And, you know, we don't dispose of people like that in our lives because of things like that.
The same as we got a soul, and they're just as much, they bleed the same blood we bleed. So gotta love them and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The other one, we'll wrap up one other one. I was just reading one article that had some good thoughts on it, but he brought up forgiveness a lot, which I think is a needed element in our culture today. Here's what he said. I just lost it. Oh, or my internet paused on me there. Come on now. Come back to me. Here it is. Okay. He says, forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. That's what Martin Luther King said. Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. And that is, you know, I would say that to non-believers, you know, like we live in a culture of burying people, of just crushing people. You know, if you make one mistake or, you know, say one thing, it's almost like you're over with.
Yeah.
And that's not Christ. Christ is, you know, has a forgiving spirit.
Yeah, I heard a pastor preaching here recently. Dangerous. I don't know his name, but it was interesting. He had a kid come up to him and was like, "Hey, do I have to stop smoking pot to be a Christian?" And the pastor said, he looked at him and said, "No." And the kid was like, "Hold on a second." He's like, do I have to stop smoking pot to become a Christian?" And the pastor looked at him and said, "No." And the pastor then went on to tell him, is like, you know, when you become a Christian, things in your life, God's going to reveal those things to you that are not right and are unclean. And you're not going to want to do them. You're going to want to desire to not do them anymore. And that's an interesting.
You don't change. Yeah. He was saying like, you don't get everything together
right.
and then become a Christian.
Right.
And you become a Christian, God changes the heart and changes the life and changes.
I think we do people a disservice sometimes as a church though, in giving the perception that we're perfect. You know, I've done it before, put up a facade of myself, you know, like we've all got problems. We all have struggles. We all have, you know, things in our lives that we find difficult. And if we portray ourselves as perfect all the time, it does people from an outside a disservice. Because when they come into a church and see a church full of perfect people, you know, it's like, I could never obtain that where they're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
But but that's the beauty of Christ. It's like, no, it's like, I'm not perfect. I've got my problems. I've got my struggles. I've got my things, you know, and that's the beauty of Christ. And that's why we need Christ, because we're not perfect, you know? And I think we just do people a disservice in that way.
Well, I think it'd be appropriate, Jacob, as we end this show today, you being our guest, I think we don't need to hit the play button with our music. We should sing the My Baloney song on the way out here today. Ben's going to grab the guitar. Jacob Neville has been our guest. His first time ever on a podcast.
Hey, let's
first time on the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. Let's sing it. Come on, Jacob.
Last time I did worship chords. This time we'll do a different. Ready?
I'm so lonely. I need some baloney with my homie. Oh, how I wish I had my homie Tony and some pepperoni to dip in my macaroni. Oh, so lonely for the baloney.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Modern Christian Dudes. We'll see you next episode. If you want Jacob Neville back, just let us know. Thanks, guys. Go eat some bologna.